Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Welcome to Garden America, the country's most listened to gardening program. Join us every weekend at this time for a growing experience. This is your opportunity to hear the latest plant news and speak with our garden experts and guests as we discuss landscaping, horticulture, in fact, anything that has to do with today's gardening lifestyle. Whether you have a green thumb or just a beginning gardener, Garden America is the program that will keep you one step ahead of the game. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255. Now, here's Brian Main, Sharon Asakawa, and John Bagnasco on the Garden America Radio Network.
And a good Saturday morning. Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show here. We're heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. I'm Brian Main. Along with Sharon Asakawa, John Bagnasco still in Baltimore. He's back tomorrow. And pinch hitting for John today, Bob Reed-Miller, a familiar voice, right here on Biz Talk Radio, 1-866-606-8255. You drive a fairly long distance to be here for 1 hour, don't you, Bob, or not?
Well, it takes about a half an hour.
All right.
It's not too bad.
But it's worth it. You have fun.
Yeah.
We like having you.
It's better to come down for 2 hours, but...
Absolutely. We'll get you in for 2 hours one of these days.
It happens all the time, so...
Sharon drives a little bit. I think I'm the closest. I'm about 10 minutes from here.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So, anyway.
Nice.
Hey,
very nice.
We had, I know the rest of the country's like, stop talking about your weather.
Oh.
We've had that. You know, that El Nino, what they predicted a couple of months ago.
The Godzilla of El Nino. Yeah.
And I think
yes.
A lot of us were a little skeptical. Yeah, right.
We're not anymore.
Yeah, we finally got a
We're believers.
Taste.
We're
now.
Believers. And now we've got a little bit of a respite until the next storm that blows through. We actually had tornado warnings this
yes.
past week, as
yeah.
you know.
And,
they
and
were right in Escondido.
That, because if we did not come from the Midwest, and you get a tornado warning. I mean, I just didn't realize this, is that people don't know what to do during a tornado warning. They go, well, where should we go? What do
you
we
don't,
do?
You know? That's so, you know, tornado is so unpredictable because you don't know what their path is going to be.
Well, you should stay away from windows.
Absolutely. And what is it? They say get in the bathtub or something?
Yes.
Yeah, well,
see,
the worst
yes.
part is out here, we basically don't have cellars.
No. No, no, we don't. So, nobody does.
No.
Yeah.
So when they say get in the cellar, it's like you'd have to dig a hole under the
no
house.
There's no cellar.
Or
you know.
A garage, maybe.
Right.
Maybe
but the way a lot of water spouts off the coast.
Yes.
And my supervisor was driving home on Thursday at about 3 o'clock heading north. And he says, you know, it is so dark, and I'm looking at something that looks like it could turn into a twister as it was coming down from the clouds.
Yeah.
And it was right around the area where I live. So
ooh.
I called this woman that I know. She kind of takes care of the, you know, the condo. She kind of walks around.
Uh-huh.
And I said, so, Millie, what's it like? She goes, oh, it's nice. It's raining a little bit, but nothing serious. And the next thing is Dana called me and said, you know what? I bet our patio is going to be a mess. I'll bet all the plants blew over. Nothing. Nothing
wow.
blew over, so.
You're lucky, yes.
But I moved
yes.
everything out to get the rainwater.
Yeah.
So.
Well, my brother-in-law emailed me because they did get the official tornado notice where they live.
And that's where whereabouts is that?
La Jolla.
Oh, boy. Yeah, yeah. Near the coast.
Yes, yes. And so, and his sweetheart is from the Midwest, grew up in Indiana. So she immediately went to the garage, and she told my brother-in-law to come quickly, and he was kind of pittering around and gathering
right.
Supplies.
Yeah, exactly.
And finally gets down to be with her about probably 15 minutes later, and she goes, "This is not acceptable." When you get a tornado warning, you do not piddle around.
No, no,
you
do it now.
Yeah. Shelter now.
Yeah, so that's just to give people around the rest of the country an idea of how rare that is here. This is out of the ordinary.
How uninformed we are, too.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I would imagine now, because we had such a drought, that the flooding, because the ground is so dry, the water
yes.
can't soak in. It has no place to go.
Right.
But now that we get enough rain, perhaps things will loosen up, and you get a day or so between storms, which is good.
Yes.
And maybe we can, you know, hopefully, I don't know how much water we need until they say the drought is over.
They said it's going to be about 3 years.
Three years.
Of this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, how long is this? Is this a one-year El Nino, or are they looking into the next couple of years?
I don't think they know until we get to the next one.
Nobody's saying for sure, but
things are
going
to green up.
We're going to need a lot more water. But that's interesting that you mentioned about, you know, how much can the soil absorb, especially with all of these sudden downpours,
right,
you know.
Right, right, right.
But we've got a guest coming up on this hour, John Valentino, who's mm-hmm. really a great person to talk
His
about
answer to
soils.
Everything is penetrate.
That's right. Yeah. No, you know what? That's not such a bad idea.
All kidding aside, but yeah. there's truth in that.
Right.
As far as loosening up the soil and things like that. So, you know, I like the good thing is that the people who stopped watering, you know, personal residences or condominium complexes, things turn brown. Now we'll get some green, at least for a while.
For a while.
And none of you'll be happy to know that none of my cactus or succulents, Bob, are in this weather. They're all underneath my patio
that's
covered.
Good. Yeah,
they don't
good.
Need any more water.
No, they'll get a little splash, and that's a good thing.
That's all. Because
that's fine.
I've already had a couple just kind of fall off and rot.
Yeah.
So.
No, if you think about it, the soil soaking the water, and we're getting it just the way we should at this point, where we get 2 or 3 days of massive rain. And we're going to have like 3 days of sunshine.
A little break, yeah.
It's just like when you water a plant. If the pot's really dry and you just give it a quick dose, water goes around the outside.
Exactly, yeah.
If you get soil wet a little bit at a time, it finally gets wet all the way down
and
to the
And people
bottom,
should understand, too, and I was talking about this morning, that you know, why is rain so good? Well, as John has mentioned and Sharon so many times, there's oxygen in the rainwater, which you're not going to get out of your hose.
Right.
And in which those plants need for the circulation and the biological activity, you know, underneath, whether your plants are in pots or in the ground.
And your hose water is going to have chlorine and
yep.
chloramines and fluoride and all that kind of stuff. And
yep.
this washes it out.
This is why things look so clean and clear after rain.
Yep.
And why
oh,
your plants
yes.
pop up so quickly. They love this. So
yeah.
that's our story here. In San Diego,
and
from
we're
the
sticking to it.
Beautiful
yes,
iHeartRadio studios.
You know what? There's really a massive cold front that is reaching the Midwest and back east. Finally, after all of this mild temperatures for them, they're getting the true winter temperatures.
Right.
So I'm sure that's confusing the plants too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, but
it's going to be rough on the stone fruit crops.
Oh yes.
Now, what is a stone fruit crop?
Anything like with
peaches,
a pit
apricots.
In it. You know?
Oh, anything with a pit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, they've been blooming like crazy, and they shouldn't be.
I know.
Yeah. Frost comes or a storm comes, knocks the buds off, no fruit this year.
So
no
plants really don't know what time of the year it is.
Mm-mm.
They base everything on the weather and the climate.
Yeah. The light, the temperature.
Which is why you say something shouldn't be blooming this time of the year. Well, according to the weather, it should be.
Right.
It just happens to be January
mm-hmm.
or whatever the case may
yep.
be. What else is going on?
Well,
our guest is ready to go. I think we're probably going to may get to our guest, but I do know you've got the quote of the week, Sharon.
I do have the quote of the week.
And the newsletter looks good. It's fabulous. And I like the fact that we post it on Facebook on our page for those that don't get the newsletter.
Oh, great.
So let's do the go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right. So I thought it was a good time to talk about wood ash from the fireplace.
I read your fire chat, fireside chat. I felt like Roosevelt in those days, right?
Yep.
The fireside
I know.
Chat.
That's exactly right.
Uh-huh.
Very good. You are a history history students.
So. And you are older than I thought.
So I want,
No, you don't have to be old to know history.
That's right.
That's my disclaimer.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. So I did want to, because so many times we get questions about, you know, I've got all of this ash.
What do I do with it?
Can I put it out in the garden? Because in years past, that was something that you know, we're encouraged to do.
Right.
But I wanted to warn people that that's not true necessarily.
Especially you with what you're burning.
With what you're burning, softwood versus hardwood, mm-hmm. and also with the most importantly, with the kind of soil that you have. If you
right.
already have, you know, acid soil, then you don't want to be piling on.
You're adding more
wood ash because you're adding more
right.
acid. So, anyways, I just thought I'd write an article about that.
No, it's very timely.
Yes.
Very timely.
Do you want the quote of the week now?
I sure do. Even though I know what it is, I want to hear you read it.
Okay. This is from Edith Sitwell. Winter is the time for comfort, for good food and warmth, for the touch of a friendly hand, and for a talk beside the fire. It is time for home.
That's excellent. And that's the way a lot of people here at work that I've talked to feel. Go home and put the blanket up over yourself and
stay
warm.
Snuggle up with
yeah.
your pet dog or
Absolutely.
Kitty cat if you have one.
Absolutely.
Or, of course, your loved one.
Your loved one. Not necessarily in that order, but
no,
whatever.
No.
Okay,
no.
We are going to take a break here. Come back with our guest, BizTalk Radio. 1-866-606-TALK. Any questions for John? He's the guy to talk to with the various products that they now offer. And, of course, we all use them, so this is a good opportunity. 1-866-606-8255. Bob Reedmiller sitting in for John Bagnasco. Sharon Asakawa, I'm Brian Mann. Welcome. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday as we kick off the weekend. 16 minutes after the hour, we are coming right back. Stay with us.
The secret to creating a beautiful landscape begins with a lot of imagination, the right tools, and a little help from knowledgeable friends. Hi, this is John Bagnasco from Garden America, and one of the tools I recommend for great growing results is Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. And here's why. Milorganite's slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for your children and pets. Most lawn fertilizers release their nutrients quickly, which produces lots of clippings and reduces root growth. But Milorganite, an organic fertilizer, feeds your lawn slowly throughout the season, providing more green color with less clippings and maximum recovery from heat and drought stress. Remember, a well-maintained fertilized lawn is better for the environment and reduces weed problems. So whether you're a seasoned or a novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years, Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's winter clearance event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's winter clearance. Now through Sunday, don't miss it.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold. Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
We're going to get right to it here on Biz Talk Radio, Garden America. Again, questions for one of us or John at 1-866-606-8255. Sharon, let's bring our good friend on.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have John Valentino on. He and his business partner, Robert Truxell, developed and own John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions products. And I use it all the time. And I know that you and John Bagnasco also really appreciate all of these products. So good morning, John.
Hi, Sharon.
So how did you fare during this rain that we had this week?
Well, it sounds like we were treated very well here. Nothing extraordinary, just quite a bit of rain, and but not in a flood-type situation. So we had an excellent storm. We're ready for more.
Yeah, and we're going to get more, apparently, starting this evening. So that would be great. But then for people who are having problems, I mean, I don't know if you heard Brian and I talking about the fact that in many areas the soil has become already pretty waterlogged. And this may be because of compacted soil or whatever. And I know that you have some great ideas on how to improve the quality of the soil so that it can drain better and we won't have excess runoff and all the other problems that you hear so much about on the news.
We do. One of the things that came to mind that's related to that, I'll answer your question more directly, but is I get a lot of questions regarding the timing of applying the product in relation to rain and, you know, concern that if you put penetrate on and then it rains like crazy, do you lose the value of it? And the penetrate and all the products really are benefited by as much rain or water as can be applied. The only qualifier is you wouldn't want, if there's so much rain that there's erosion, then that's where it isn't beneficial. But if we apply any of the products, including penetrate, and then we get heavy rains, that's really fantastic for getting the stuff working and starting to get into the soil profile. The concept of the products in terms of addressing what you were discussing with compacted layers or very dry layers that water has a difficult time infiltrating is that we infuse our soils with a beneficial life. So beneficial life is usually microscopic, like bacteria and fungi and protozoa and good nematodes. And those little guys, which make up the whole cycle of soil life, then go to work with plants and water, and they act as a little army of tillers. And, you know, we would discourage mechanical tilling, but we encourage tilling by beneficial microbes. And so
exactly. That's a really good point.
That's the whole concept of John and Bob's, and that obviously mitigates the types of problems you're discussing. If you have a soil that's completely aerated because of life in the soil and roots and beneficial, you know, all these microorganisms that we're talking about, then you're not going to have the types of parched soil layers that you're talking about.
Yeah, and I should also point out that these are organic products that
They're all organic. They're naturally occurring. We would hope they're already in your soil, but because of mechanical, because of compaction or stripping the soil or building on the soil, or maybe because of chlorine or whatever, because of a lot of reasons, they've been, or even because of synthetic fertilizers. Synthetic fertilizers, which are high in salt, damage the life in the soil, and you end up with a soil with very much lower levels of these beneficial microbes than you need to maximize health, to maximize plants' pest and disease resistance. Everything involving plants being productive revolves around these microorganisms in the soil. So when you damage the microorganisms, you damage plants' ability to thrive, you damage soil's ability to allow water to penetrate, and everything associated with lessening life in the soil is not good. So we're focused on increasing life in the soil.
I, as a side note, I should tell you, John, that I'm a huge fan of your blend product, and I know that's not available on store shelves because it doesn't have a long shelf life. But what blend is, right, is it's a combination of the Nourish Biosol, the Optimize product, and the Maximize product. So just before this heavy series of rains came on, I went to especially all my container plants, I went to all mm-hmm. of them and gave them the blend fertilizer soil treatment, and I think that that's going to work wonders. But I was going to ask you, this is bare root tree and shrub season, and yes. Was wondering what you would recommend for somebody who has or is purchasing some bare root plants, because this is the time of year that they are available at the garden centers. What would you recommend as far as prepping that area to put in a tree or a shrub?
Let me comment on one thing you were just discussing, and then I'll get to bare root.
Sure.
The blend that you were discussing, you can... if you buy our product from a retailer, from a nursery, which we like you to do, you can make your own blend, as you inferred by just buying the Maximize, Optimize, and Nourish Biosol, and you can make your own blend. If you're somewhere where you can't buy the product, which I think some of your listeners are, there's no retailer near you, then you can order it from us online already mixed like that. But like you said, it doesn't have a long shelf life, so we don't sell it into stores. And if you do that as a listener of your program, you can get a discount by using the promotional code GARDEN20. To bare root. Bare root is basically, you know, very similar to planting a plant even with soil around it. So the concept would be, that's my goal.
Hey, John, we're going to have to...
Sounds like we both have to take a break here coming up
here. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll resume our discussion.
Right, we'll get our thoughts together. We'll continue. A lot of good information with John Valentino here. And again, questions or comments, we do encourage you to call 1-866-606-8255. Again, that's 1-866-606-8255. 606 Talk, Biz Talk Radio here on Garden America. Bob Riedmiller sitting in for John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Sharon Asakawa, open phones. Coming right back. Stay with us on this Saturday morning here, wherever you are. Thank you for tuning in to the Garden America radio show. And, of course, follow us on Facebook.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all, and for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
Six minutes after the hour, happy Saturday morning here from Biz Talk Radio. It's Garden America, Brian Main, Bob Breedmiller for John Begnesco. John is back tomorrow. And, of course, Sharon Asakawa, open phones at 1-866-606-TALK as we continue our conversation with John Valentino. Sharon?
Well, John was just starting to talk to us about what to do when we do order our bare root plants, how we can best prepare that area for planting and make sure that that bare root plant gets off to a really great start.
Yes. So the best way is to, with the bare root plant, obviously you'd want to plant it as soon as you can, because if you think about what just happened to that plant, they ripped it out of the ground, took all the soil away from it, and shipped it all over the place. So you want to plant it as soon as you can. And
good
then
point.
As you backfill it, when you get close to the top, I'd say just within the top 2 or 3 inches, we'd use our blend would be excellent, or the three products by themselves. And I'd use a couple cups of blend all around, including touching the roots. There's mycorrhizae in blend, so mycorrhizae work by attaching themselves to roots. And the microbiological activity is in the top few inches. So we would prefer not to be at the bottom of the hole, but to be in the top few inches with all of our products. And that is an excellent way to get a bare root plant off to a good start. You know, there's a lot of discussion, and in some cases even within the industry, disagreement over whether you would use organic matter with that backfill. I would recommend not. There's lots of negative consequences of not using using organic matter but not doing it properly. And I like the idea of trying to encourage these bare root plants to root out into the native soil and not create an area with a different texture and makeup in that little hole that you dug. So I'd prefer to use native soil and our products for the best rooting and the best fastest take.
Well, in along with that line of thinking, though, say for example, in my situation and in many people's gardens in this area of the United States, we do have clay soils. So if that area hasn't been treated and amended properly, so that the drainage is good, should we also add some of the penetrate, which contains saponin and other great ingredients that enable the soil to become better well draining?
Yeah, penetrate would be excellent, particularly if it's heavy soil and you're trying to get not only immediate results but long-term results, because the penetrate, as you mentioned, via the saponin immediately improves the aerability of the soil. And then on a long-term basis, does that because of the beneficial bacteria, and bacteria is the lowest form of life in soil, kind of like plankton in the ocean. So it leads to the growth of all these other microbes that we're trying to promote. So, yeah, Penetrate would be excellent, and that would be all four products. And so if you're confronted by clay, I would recommend that.
And would you add the Penetrate once the hole is excavated, or would you add it once the plant has been planted?
In every situation with Penetrate, regardless of how you're using it, I'd prefer to. This is not absolutely essential, because however you use it, it'll work. But the best way is to do it the very last thing. So if you're planting a bare root tree and you use, you know, the products, and you'd be completely done, you'd have your watering basin and everything, and then you'd spray with Penetrate or drench with Penetrate, however you can put it in a big bucket, or you can spray it with a hose and sprayer or with a backpack sprayer or whatever, however you want to do it. And then that's the last thing you do. You walk away and you don't work around it for the next few days. And the concept being that there's live little bacteria we just applied, and we prefer not to disturb them for a while as they get
established. Good point. Very good point. Quickly, before we say goodbye to you, John, we have a question, email question from a listener, Rick from Monrovia, and he wanted to know, what is the ratio of maximize to compost? Say he's got one bag of compost, what would the ratio be of maximize?
Do you know what he's going to use this for?
No, I'm just assuming he's he's one of our avid gardeners, so I don't know whether or not he's going to be broadcasting it generally or specifically for a specific plant.
You know, the amount that you use of these products is so little that I prefer prescribe amounts based on the plant. So like if you're going to put it up like the bare root we were just talking about, I'd say use about a cup and a half or so of maximize. Mixing it with compost is a great combination. There's nothing wrong with doing that. And I probably could, we mix all the products with our potting soil, but it's not something I know off the top of my head.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
And that's fair enough. And I do think that it is important to, consider what you are using this for. So I can appreciate that. And I want
I'd
to
like
tell our listeners,
treating the plant and then putting the compost over the top of that, like an inch and a half layer or something, that would be an excellent use of the compost.
Okay. All right. And I want to remind our listeners that they can go to johnandbobs.com for more great information. You mentioned briefly
he can email me that question, and where I have more time to calculate, I could give him a little better answer.
All right, that's great. So if they go to John and Bob's, or if he goes to johnandbobs.com, there's a contact button that they can do to email you directly. But you had mentioned that for our listeners today, there's a special if they do order online at your site, Garden 20, and what does that mean?
Garden 20. You mean what do they get?
Yes.
They get 20% off of everything in the store.
Ooh.
And then
plus,
if they order more than $80, the shipping is free.
Yep. Okay. And then a third option there is if the user refers a friend, they'll receive a $10 store credit too.
That's true.
All kinds of goodies there.
Program. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So do go to johnandbobs.com. Is there also a list of nearest retailers too?
You know, I don't think there's a list currently. Okay. We're in, we have problems keeping it accurate and verifying it. But we're in many nurseries in California, and mostly Southern California.
If they don't find it at their nearest retailer, they can always contact you directly.
Many people prefer to buy it at a storefront, and if they email us where they are. We'll tell them the closest one to go to.
Perfect. But if you do want to order online, make sure you put down Garden20 for your 20% discount. And John, as always, very informative, and thank you very much for being on our program.
Hey, thank you. I enjoyed it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, and we all use those products, and they
do
work. They do work. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, the latest, what's the latest concoction that he's got going, Sharon? It's got everything
in
it? The blend, yeah. It's got everything you need.
It is, but he's right. Of course, if you want to just do your own, all you have to do is get a package of each of the three products and put them together.
I was going to ask the same question you did about the penetrate, whether you use it in the bottom of the hole or not.
Right.
But, you know, if he was right, if you use it on the top as the last thing, it goes all the way down through all that other good stuff you just put in there, and it takes that stuff down with it. And
drains it out?
Yeah, and gets it all mixed in and put in. Yeah.
Okay, 45 minutes after the hour. You can also email Sharon at GardenAmerica.com. Normally it's John, but Sharon's here today. Sharon at GardenAmerica.com. John back tomorrow. Bob Breedmill is with us, so any succulent cactus questions or whatever, we've got you covered. It is 45 minutes after the hour. We've got one more segment coming up. It is open phones at 1-866-606-TALK. Again, that's 1-866-606-8255. Bob Breedmiller, Sharon Asakawa. I'm Brian May, and we are going to step aside, coming right back on Biz Talk Radio.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished by a salt to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the Fruit Tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
Just like that, our final segment, 52 minutes after the hour here. Open phones at 1-866-606-8255 on this Saturday morning. Bob Reed Miller sitting in for John Begnasco. John back tomorrow for Baltimore. I'm Brian Mayne, Sharon Asakawa. Follow us on Facebook. And again, you can also email Sharon. That's Sharon at GardenAmerica.com.
That's right. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about one of our listeners emailed me this week, and they had ordered, I think, 3 pixie grapes. Now, yours is still growing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly.
And do you have it planted in about, what, a 1 gallon?
No, you know what? It's in the same container John,
oh, no.
Holy cow.
John gave me.
Oh, so it is in a larger container than a 4-inch pot.
No. You always have to bring up this.
Okay. All right. Well, then this is good information.
No, I should backtrack. You don't always bring it up, except I'm 99% good at with my plants.
Yes,
that,
you are.
That 1%
always finds the one.
There's something going on here, so we can. I'm going to take care of that. Yes.
Okay.
Anyway,
so this listener had a question about once they get the pixie grape plants, of course, you know, what size container can they plant it in? And we suggest that if you're just going to keep it, say, on a patio area, small area, or even a window ledge for now, you can put it in like a 6-inch pot. Or you can even keep it in the original pot like you, Brian, for a while.
But maybe then, mine would grow a little bit if I did.
But then, pretty soon after that, you should maybe consider a larger pot.
I do have a pot, too.
Pot.
Yeah.
And, of course, don't use your native soil because that compacts too much. Just use a good, well-draining potting soil mix, and you're good to go. If you want to keep
Ocean Forest.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. If you want to keep it in a container for a longer period of time, then a 1 gallon pot should be fine as well.
So, I don't know why I never moved it. John gave it to me in a funky little glass container. And I don't know. I just kind of put it out in the patio, and I don't know why I haven't, you know, had it. Because usually my first thought is to transplant everything.
Was it was it supposed to be like a deco item in the glass thing?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. So I do need to get it into some soil because it's just kind of going, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. But anyway, that's good. Anyway, good advice, good thoughts.
Okay. But I also want to talk a little bit about the fact that before John left this past week, he was a very busy fellow trying to put up as much of the offerings that we have
on our website, GardenAmerica.com.
Right. Thank you, GardenAmerica.com.
Jumped in there on you, Sharon. Sorry about that.
No, no problem. Jump in whenever you like. So I wanted to talk especially, you know, of course we do have our grafted vegetables and as well as our ungrafted, like squashes, squash plants. But we also have seeds now, and we have partnered with Aaron Whaley of Seed Savers Exchange and have come up with some really terrific heirloom seeds, whether they're vegetables or flowers. So you really do need to check that out. Have you ever grown things from seeds?
I have. Remember when we went back to Ohio a few years ago?
Yes.
I brought a lot of seeds back.
Uh-huh.
And that is the most exciting. You know, like oftentimes, you know, you get a plant that's already established, you put it in, it's fun to watch it grow. But to see something come from nothing or seeds is really exciting, especially the first time you see it pop up.
Yeah, you see just that little crinkle in the soil, and it's like...
You say, hey, you know, it is working.
Yeah.
It is working. Yeah, no, seeds are fun.
Yes, and that's really an exciting way to grow plants, not only as adults, but if you have children or grandchildren, what a fun
way.
What a fun way to introduce them to gardening.
But, yeah, I always try to encourage people with kids to have them grow radishes.
Yes, because it's quick.
So fast.
It's almost instantaneous. Yeah.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
And before
or
you
sunflowers.
Know it, and before you know it, they've got something to eat. It's right there.
Yeah. And we do have three great sunflower varieties for you, our listeners to take a look at. There's zinnias, and I love zinnias for summertime, but also Grandpa Ott's Morning Glory. And this is what started Seed Savers Exchange to begin with, because the original owner,
Grandpa Ott
grew this beautiful morning glory, and she became so intrigued that she began saving the seeds, and it did turn out to be an heirloom that was probably going to be lost to commerce were it not for the fact that she started collecting those seeds.
That's great. Grandpa Ott's
morning glory as well. And then do check out all of our vegetable plants and our vegetable
seeds.
We've
got a lot. We're getting started off good this year.
We do.
I just gave it a real cursory glance the other day because I was busy doing something else. What zinnias do you have?
There's only one zinnia. I believe they're the, let me get the information back on for you here so that I don't give you any misinformation, but I thought it was one of the giant mixed. But, yes, it's the zinnia California giant. Do you know that one?
That was kind of an evil cackle right there.
It's the big ones that I like.
Yes.
And so
that's what I like too. Yes.
What's the other one? County Fair, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
It's the other one, yeah.
Right. But California giant is really the one that you want if you want to gather these up for flower bouquets, because they're so great.
Yep.
And, you know, mine continually reseeds. So
my grandfather's always did, too.
Yeah.
And he would save a lot of the flowers, too, at the end of the season.
And just shake it out.
Shake them in a paper bag.
So do check out that at GardenCompass.com.
GardenAmerica.com.
I'm sorry, GardenAmerica.com. Whoops, that's my other hat.
Yeah, that's your other hat.
I apologize for that.
Hey, that's going to do it. We've got just
already?
About a minute to go. Yes, now
oh
back tomorrow
gosh.
With a lot of great information. And again, do want to thank you, Bob, for coming down like you do for 1 hour and sitting in for John or Sharon. Whenever
it's just too short.
I know. We could do another hour today. But we'll give you 2 hours tomorrow on
we
Sunday.
Will.
1-866-606-TALK. And, of course, I want to thank our director and studio coordinator, Brandon, for doing such a great job. He's the one you'll talk to first when you call, and we'll get you on the air. But until tomorrow, same time as we kick things off at 8 o'clock in the Pacific time zone, 11 o'clock Eastern time zone, for the entire crew, John Bagnasco, Bob Riedmiller, Sharon Asakawa, Myself, Brian Mann, and Brandon, thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.